Coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show, the Raiders are back home in the O.co Coliseum to take on the Cleveland Browns. Rookie running back Jeremy Stewart stops by to talk about his road to the NFL. And head coach Dennis Allen talks about turning things around on this three-game homestand. All this and more next on Week 13 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
This one's from the left hash mark. They're going to fake it. Lechner throws wide open. Kevin Boss, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Raiders! Shane Lechner on a fake field goal throws a touchdown pass.
Was that a punter throwing that football there? Shane Lechler last year against the Cleveland Browns hits Kevin Boss, a tremendous fake field goal to get the Raiders over the top last year against the Cleveland Browns. They were here last year, a very emotional Sunday, as that was the Raiders' first home game after the passing of Al Davis, and now the Cleveland Browns are back to the O.co Coliseum on Sunday. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa alongside Jim Plunkett, and the Browns come in feeling good. They're not having a great year, but last Sunday, Jim, they beat their bitter rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, they certainly did, and they got eight turnovers in the process, fumbles, interceptions, really that defense working for them, and the offense did just enough to win the football game.
Yeah, we'll have more on this matchup against the Cleveland Browns coming up later on. We'll be joined by Raider head coach Dennis Allen to break it down in its entirety. Of course, last year when the Raiders played the Cleveland Browns during the course of that game, late in the first half, Jason Campbell suffered the broken collarbone injury, and that prompted the trade for Carson Palmer the very next week, Jim. And Carson Palmer, who the Raiders got from Cincinnati, returned to Cincinnati last Sunday, and every time he touched the football early on, he was booed lustily by the crowd in the Queen City. The Raiders were down 24-0 at halftime, and then largely because of an impassioned speech that Carson gave his teammates in the locker room at halftime, they came out and played their best third quarter of the year by far.
They certainly did. The first four times the Bengals had the football, it was three and out. Defense really picked up their game, stuffed them four straight times. The offense, unfortunately, could only put up 10 points in those four stops by the Raider defense. I thought they should have put up a few more points in that situation.
Well, the first three came off the left foot of Sebastian Janikowski, who drilled a 55-yard field goal, continuing his brilliant year. Seabass will play this Sunday in his 200th NFL game. Then later on, Carson stared down a blitz right in the A-gap. Jim, pressure in the middle, threw it over the top. Nice lob here to Denarius Moore for a 20-yard touchdown.
Yeah, a lot of pressure coming at him. A full-out blitz by the Bengals. Carson Palmer stood in there, anticipated where Denarius Moore was going to be, and lofted it to him, and Denarius Moore went after it and made a good catch.
That cut the Bengals' lead to 24-10. It was 27-10 midway through the fourth quarter when the biggest play of the game occurred here, and the Raiders had a little bit of a bad break again. Inadvertent whistle is blown by the line judge, Julian Mapp, here. Otherwise, Hosilio Hansen comes up with a tremendous play, Jim. A strip here, a save over the sideline to Tyvon Branch, and a touchdown. They had to blow it dead there. A curious call gave the ball back to the Bengals. They had third down over again. But if this play is called correctly and the line judge does not blow his whistle, it's a 27-17 football game.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that occurred, but when things are going bad, they continue to go bad. That situation could have put the Raiders right back in the football game, but unfortunately it went against them, as so many calls this year have.
Despite the lopsided score at halftime, they were down 24-0, Jim, as we noted. The Raiders and head coach Dennis Allen and offensive coordinator Greg Knapp continued to run the football. The Raiders had 74 rushing yards in the second half, as Marcel Reese had another strong game with 74 yards on 15 carries. Jeremy Stewart, we're going to talk to coming up in a bit on the Silver and Black Show, again was strong. The Raider running game should get a huge bonus this week with the expected return of Darren McFadden.
Yeah, it should be a big plus for the Raiders offensively. Get him back on the field with his explosive play capabilities and give Marcel Reese a break after these last 3 weeks where he's carried the brunt of the load for the Raiders. And hopefully, you know, Darren will be ready to go and fresh, and his ankle will be all healed.
Well, we're going to ask Dennis Allen how he's going to use Marcel Reese and number 32, Jeremy Stewart, who has been very effective both running the football and the last couple of weeks catching the ball out of the backfield. And since he went to Stanford, Plunkett insists that he's going to be our guest when we come back on the Silver and Black Show. Raider running back Jeremy Stewart. Stick around.